This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
1 o'clock hour here on Cody and Gold. We'll get back into the stadium stuff when it comes to the Royals statement yesterday. Plus, we'll try to work in a snitch line today, but OTAs are underway, and you never know exactly when everybody's going to be speaking, but Andy Reid is actually speaking to the media right now, so we want to go back out to Arrowhead and hear from head coach Andy Reid here on 96.5 The Fan.
This is a voluntary camp. We've had great attendance throughout the phase two and phase three periods here, so we've got a couple people they're under the weather, so we were short a couple guys today. But that's for the most part, it's been very good. And I'm not going to get into injuries and all of that bit, but I've been pleased with what I've seen from the guys and the effort they're giving forward. The young guys have been working their tail off, and we've been loading them up with stuff, and they've seemed to be able to retain it, which is a positive. So, anyways, that's time's yours.
Because when you talked about it, that was going to be my question. What exactly are you looking for when you're out there, especially with the young players, the new players in, talking about the information and the retention? Are you pleased with what you've seen so far?
Yeah, so some of it is a retention part of it. And then you get a chance to see skill. Now, normally they're kind of crawling before they walk and walk before they run. They're in that phase, so they're might not be as fast as what you're going to see once you get to camp and as you work your way through camp. But still, they're doing a nice job for the most part. Yeah.
Coach, earlier, we're able to see Rashee. I guess just what were your impressions of what he's been able to do so far during this?
Yeah, he's actually one of the guys under the weather. So we've kept him at home here, so. But in phase two, he was great. He just wasn't able to go this week, so we kept him out away from the guys.
Coach, you mentioned throwing young guys in there just to see how they respond. Do you throw as much at them as possible, or you kind of just build up?
Yeah, we go.
All right, we'll get back out there. Got disconnected, it sounded like, with Andy Reid. Let's go back out to Arrowhead.
A bit like camp where you're installing plays today, and then we ask them to go execute those plays. We try not to back up and go over the plays we installed yesterday. But at the same time, if you're not doing your stuff at home before you get into the install meetings and reviewing, then you're going to have a problem once you get out there. So it looks like these guys are taking, and there's a method to that madness. So they have to go home and develop some steady habits with that. And they seem to be doing a good job of it.
A lot of moving pieces at wide receiver. What are you hoping to see out of a guy like Sky Moore before the pads come on in camp?
Sure. Yeah, just getting back in the swing of things. But he looks like he's doing a good job.
All right, we're having some issues, obviously, with our connection out there at Arrowhead. So we'll let you know. We'll expect to hear from Patrick Mahomes, also Xavier Worthy. We'll go back out there when they speak. If anything notable is said by Andy, don't worry. We'll mention that.
It is
OTAs, right? We're very early on to the offseason and everything. But yeah, as far as Isaiah Pacheco goes, we talked about him a little bit yesterday and what we're expecting. I still think very obvious. We're not going to have the answer until training camp. But the number one question, of course, it's just going to be the status of Josh Simmons and how much work that he does. And go ahead.
Quote on Josh Simmons. He's one that didn't work this week. He's further ahead than I thought he was. We've kept him out of the team stuff. He's done a good job with that. We've just got to get him in here when he's going against a defense. So he's not going to do anything in this OTA practice. They can keep saying he's further ahead, but until he practices like a normal person.
Until he's out there on day one of training camp.
Yeah. That will actually be the genuine marker. Until then, it's just words, them saying he's behind. And what happens if a single setback occurs? What happens if a single, there's just so many things that can work against you in that scenario. But yeah, he's the biggest thing in the offseason because we want to know whether or not he can start. The other part, though, the safety net that we all know exists, is they have somebody who can start there. That was the whole point of bringing in Jalen Moore. They have a starting left tackle as of today, May 29th, if they had to play a football game. The real question is whether or not Simmons has a chance to really compete for the job or will be physically able to compete for the job.
That's the question right there.
Come August 1st, whenever camp starts, late July.
Yeah, I think it's the physically, is he available to put himself at a spot where he can truly compete for the starting job? And that's what I don't think we deep down know. That's great to hear that they believe he's ahead of schedule. I hope that's exactly the case, right? And by the way, him not being out there with OTAs, he was never supposed to be ready by May 29th. So that doesn't mean that, oh my gosh, he's not. It's just, we are not going to really know for sure whether he's ahead of schedule and all that. Until, is he out there at training camp when the pads are on, or even just the first day when it's not even a padded practice? What does that look like? Is he standing on the side watching with holding a helmet? Is he working in with the twos?
Is he on the little bike on the side, just kind of getting loose?
All that stuff will give us a clue of where things are trending for him by the time we get to week one in Brazil when they play the Chargers.
I guess I'd love a follow-up on the, what is ahead of schedule? Like 2 weeks, two months, 6 months? Like he's further ahead of schedule.
What? Yeah. What was the original schedule?
Exactly.
That he was going to miss the whole year? That he was going to be out?
He was
going to
miss 6 months? That he was going to miss 2 weeks? That he was going to be not ready by camp, but ready by week one? Like, what was the original schedule and how far ahead of it is he? Like, if you're saying he's far ahead, weeks, months, days, hours, like, to which extent is he, is really still kind of an unknown, other than, we just don't know which way.
I saw some more quotes from those that are on the call that are there in person with the connection issues we're having, said that you mentioned Andy Reid talking about being on a schedule. He also, I guess, said that he thinks Josh Simmons still should be ready for training camp.
Okay. And I hope so, honestly.
He was also asked, Andy was also asked about the schedule, said, quote, it's quite a tour, the 2025 schedule.
He hates it. Andy hates it.
I mean, you're opening up in Brazil.
Andy would love, if he got to just personally choose a schedule, they'd play every Sunday at noon for 17 straight games.
Never mind, this is voluntary OTAs, so no need to panic when you see the headline that Travis Kelce wasn't there or Rashee Rice,
what?
Trey Smith, Hollywood Brown.
I think mandatory is late, is mid-June.
Voluntary OTAs. Rashee Rice is sick. So that's also, so he would have, it sounds like he would have been there if he was healthy, but nobody should be. Travis Kelce, voluntary OTAs. Yeah, go ahead and enjoy the rest of your summer. You know what I mean? I'm good.
I honestly don't want him there. Like, it's not even that I'm like disappointed. Like,
Trey Smith
don't
is obvious
want
because
him there.
He signed his franchise tag, but also, we all, one, it's voluntary, and two, you're working on a franchise, or you're working on a long-term deal.
I'll see you in a few weeks. Let somebody else get some reps at right guard for a little bit.
All right, let's try a connection again. We believe we have Patrick Mahomes speaking live at Arrowhead.
The tone and tempo for these guys that are trying to learn the system, and even the free agents that are coming into the system.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's awesome to have the leadership that we have, and to have guys like Trav and Chris Jones who are still coming to OTAs and getting the work in. It kind of shows that the standard that we have here, and We've been doing it all throughout the spring. As guys are working hard, you can tell they're motivated to go out there and be even better this next year. So it starts here, and I think guys understand that.
Patrick, you're still months away from actually turning 30, but I do wonder if you're starting to have any sense of, you know, how long you've been around all of a sudden, and what, you know, just what your view is from now back to when you first got started, how different it might feel physically and mentally.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, just first off, kids, I feel like age you a little bit. So having three kids makes you grow up. But it's been a fun run, we've had a lot of great players in this building, a lot of great people, and so it makes it enjoyable to come to work every single day. And I still got some guys with me that've been there the whole time. And then adding new guys gives you a new juice and a new spirit to go out there and be even better. And so a lot of young guys now, so just trying to relate to them as much as I can. But at the same time, I'm still not 30 yet, so I feel like I can for at least right now.
Do you feel a difference in your body at 29, though, from 20, 21, 22, and punishment of the NFL for all these years?
Not necessarily. I think more than anything, I have a better understanding of my body, so I know what I need to get in. I know the extra amount of recovery stuff I need to do, how to feel my best on a day-to-day basis. I mean, obviously, I probably bounced back a little bit quicker when I was younger, but at the same time, I have a better plan and a better standard that I kind of hold myself to on a day-to-day basis so I can be ready for every single practice.
Patrick, you mentioned the young guys. What's your approach to, you know, mentoring them?
I always want to meet the person first, and so it's about getting to know the person and then seeing what I can do to help them get better and help them push forward, because it is hard. I mean, it starts OTAs, but going through training camp and going through a long NFL season is hard, and you want to the guys know that you care about them, so you care about them as a person first, and then you mentor them on the field by pushing them to be better every day.
Generally, how long does it, you feel like it takes for you to understand their individual personalities, because everybody's different?
Yeah, I mean, once you get to St. Joe and you live in those dorms, you kind of start understanding each person more and more. And so, it's cool getting here OTAs, being in the building, meeting the guys, and kind of building that relationship on the field. And then when you get to the kind of training camp in the season, you really get to meet the person even more. And so that's why we always harp on it, but it is fun going to St. Joe and kind of meeting all the new teammates and new free agents that you have.
Andrew, what's your Travis Kelce?
What's your biggest takeaway from in your focus and how you lock in from when you lose a Super Bowl versus when you win one? Because, you know,
I mean, it's hard. I mean, I feel like I focus every year because I know how special a run that we're on, and how many years left I'll have with all these great players and a great team. Every team's different, and you don't want to miss an opportunity. But I mean, obviously, when you lose a Super Bowl, I think there's sometimes in those workouts where you may be a little tired. You have that extra added motivation to finish even harder, finish even stronger. I think it'll be good for us at the end of the day. I mean, obviously, looking back, you want to win the game, but a lot of these guys hadn't ended a season on a loss that are on this team now. So I'm sure they'll be motivated to go back out there and try to find a way to get to the Super Bowl and win it this year.
Patrick, you mentioned Travis and him being here. I guess, what's your sense of the shape he's in and the motivation to, like, if this is the last ride, to sort of make it count?
You know, I mean, if it's the last ride, you would never know. I mean, the way he's talking about football, the way he's talking about working and trying to be even better this year than he was last year. I mean, he's not. It doesn't seem like a guy that it's his last ride. Like, he's tired of the job. I mean, he's in here, he's working, I know his body feels good. I think it feels better than even last year before going into last season. Just because I think he's motivated to go out there and have an even better year than he had this last.
You're the ultimate sports fan, and I'm sure you grew up watching those Thanksgiving Day games with the Dallas Cowboys. What's it going to be like to play in one of those?
Yeah, it's going to be special. I mean, I've wanted to play at Cowboy Stadium, obviously, just because I haven't got the opportunity to actually play in the game. My first year we were there, I was at the game, but I didn't get to play. And I'm growing up watching those games, going to those games. It was a special experience with me and my family. So I'm excited to get everybody there. And then to play on Thanksgiving, I mean, you're at Thanksgiving in Texas, you're watching the Cowboys play. And so it'll be a special moment. I know those ticket prices went up a little bit for me. But other than that, I mean, it's going to be cool to play on Thanksgiving, have the prime time, have that 3 o'clock kick, and be able to go out there and play in front of hopefully a lot of my friends and family.
Have you been to one of those Thanksgiving games?
I haven't been to a Thanksgiving game. But I obviously went to a lot of games growing up, and I played it there when I was in college. So it'll be exciting. My son's birthday is the day after, so hopefully we can find a way to win and then get to celebrate my son's birthday the day after that.
Sam?
Patrick, a couple of things. What's the importance of having Travis out here? And I know he wasn't here today, but he's been here.
Yeah, no, it's extremely important. I mean, just because Whenever you have, like I always say, is whenever you have the guy that's already got the gold jacket on, if it's him or Chris Jones, and they're working hard and they're showing what it takes to be great, it's easier for me to talk to the young guys and say, like, when they're tired, that they need to keep working, they need to keep pushing, because they don't need to be here. I mean, they don't need to be here, and they're still going to go out there and have success on the field. They take care of their bodies and work hard in the off season, and so for them to still show up and set that standard, it sets the standard for everybody else that's going on the practice field.
Xavier Worthy, I wanted to ask you about him too. What'd you learn about him those like final 6-7 weeks maybe of this last year?
I think the biggest thing I learned is he's not, I mean, I knew this, but I just, with more opportunities, he's not just fast. He can make plays. And you saw that with some of the contested catches that he made kind of towards the end of the season. If you think back to the Bills game or even the last catch he had in the Super Bowl, I mean, he's someone that will go up and make a play on the football. And so my job is to give him more opportunities, even when he's running with someone and it's one-on-one, throw the ball and let him go up there and make a play. I think adding Hollywood being healthier and then having Rasheed back out there is going to give him more and more opportunities to stretch the field down the field.
On the draft night, you posted a happy emoji when the team selected Josh Simmons. I guess just how excited are you to see him and maybe potentially have this left tackle in the future?
Yeah, no, for sure. I mean, just he's built like a left tackle. I think that's the biggest thing you see. I mean, obviously, we're building him up with coming off the injury, but he looks great. I mean, he's moving well. He's doing all the right things, and he's working extremely hard. And whenever I go by the training room, he's in the training room working to try to get back on that field as quickly as possible. And so more than that, I think Veach and Coach Reed and all those guys, they brought in competition, and they want guys to go out there and be the best they can possibly be. And I'm excited for us to get through training camp and get to go against our defensive line, which will be a really good defensive line, and it'll be a great test for those guys to kind of prepare for the season.
Todd mentioned Rasheed played most of the year without him. We've heard good things about what he's looked like. He went out there today, I guess he's sick, but yep. What's he look like for you right now?
I mean, he looks like Rasheed. I mean, I think having the injury was it sucked, but happening so early in the season, he was back like right when the offseason started, and so he was up here working hard, extremely hard, and he was back home working extremely hard, and so I was throwing with him in Dallas a little bit, and then getting him back out here, and there's no limitations. He's out there playing, he's making plays on the football field, he's explosive, he looks fast, and you saw the start of last season. I think he can be one of the best receivers in the league, just to have him, to add with Xavier and Hollywood and all these other guys that we have, it's another position. I think Veach has done a great job of bringing in competition, so that we can go out there and make a lot of plays happen.
Matt, with the receiver group between the workouts in Texas and getting back here, what kind of stands out to you so far, and what have you kind of learned about maybe some of the new faces that you're throwing to?
We're fast. I think that's probably the thing that stands out the most. You talk about Xavier, Rasheed, Hollywood, I mean Thornton, I mean Royals coming in. Like, we got guys that can roll, and our job is to test the defenses down the field, and We have to get back to doing that if we want to open up other guys underneath. So I think Coach Reed's challenged me this offseason to push the ball down the field, let guys have chances to make plays. And then once we get that back to where we want to in our standard that we believe we should have, then we can come back to the underneath stuff.
We'll do a few more. Herbie, Harold, and Steve. Go ahead, Herbie. After sticking along the same lines with the wide receiver group, Sky Moore, you got a good chance to look at him again during the offseason, but what are your expectations for him this season?
Yeah, I mean, his job is to come in here and compete. You know, Sky always is one of the hardest working guys on the football field, and whenever his numbers call, you see him go out there and he makes plays happen. And so, like I said, Veach has brought in such great competition in that room that it's – you kind of go in with open mind, and you let guys go out there and compete and try to see who the best 6, 7, 5, 6, 7, 8, whatever guys that is, make the team. But it's all about competing and making each other better.
Harold,
Patrick. Year down the road, but with the Olympics coming up and NFL players being allowed to play flag football, I know Travis has put his 2 cents in. I know you've said stuff before, but now that it's a thing, how much you try to petition Andy to try to, you know, play that?
Yeah, I know it's awesome, honestly, just to be able to showcase the NFL to the whole world through flag football. But I'll probably leave that to the younger guys. You know, I'll be a little old by the time that thing comes around.
Steve?
Patrick, Pop went back to school, got his degree. What does that say about him that he's willing to get able to go do that?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, that's what you want in life. It's obviously, we want to win football games, and we want to win as many Super Bowls and everything as possible, but we want to become better people. And for Pop to go back and to get his degree, because, I mean, he's an NFL player. He doesn't have to do that. And he wants to make not only himself better for the community, but generations to come and his family better by saying that he has a degree, and that's special, and I'm happy for him.
Okay, thanks, Patrick.
All right, so that was Patrick Mahomes just at the end there. What stood out? We've talked a lot about the Olympics. He just basically just answered there. He doesn't have any interest in playing. Like, I want to leave that to the younger guys.
Oh, I'm lame.
That was
lame.
The,
I wanted to see Patrick Mahomes with a gold medal.
That was the when we were talking about, you know, the assumption that, oh, he would be the quarterback. Like, he's going to be 33, but there'll be somebody else for Team USA. So that settles that, it sounds like.
I heard on the New Heights podcast, Jason and Travis were talking a little bit about it. And Jason was talking about the Doucette guy, talking about, like, we don't need him. We're good enough. We think we're the best at the game because we've been playing it all these years. And Jason was very reasonable about it. He's like, look, I don't think they are. I don't think they're the best football. And he said the same thing. Like, you trying to tell me Jamar Chase, Tyreek Hill wouldn't have success in a flag football
game? Thing.
He's like, it's pretty simple. He said the same thing we did. Their team versus our team. You take your team. We take our team. And we just see who wins. Because we all know what would happen there, Drew. It'd be a massacre.
We think we know what would happen, but I'm just saying.
It'd be peewee football versus the NFL.
All I'm saying is that there's no footage, but the Dream Team lost to a bunch of college players, and it happened. At this point, I'm not throwing anything away. The Dream Team lost to a bunch of college players at one time, and then they went on and swept everybody in the Olympics and made them look silly. I'm not saying I think it would happen either, but I want to see it, though. I want to talk as much as Daryl Doucette has.
Yeah,
and we need to see it.
Yeah, I kind of want them pitted against each other.
I think we'll have a good chunk of the roster being NFL players, but it makes sense. I mean, Mahomes will be 33 when it's happened. Doesn't mean he won't be a great quarterback in the NFL still, but from a flag football perspective, there probably is going to be some younger quarterbacks that are better options for that particular exact competition. He's unfortunately the Olympics are happening in 2028. If it was happening this summer, he would probably
do it. See him with a gold medal.
I know, that's really one thing he wanted. He would have had
something he would have had instead of Tom Brady.
Yep.
Man,
The more I think about it, we're talking 20. How old is Lamar Jackson? Lamar Jackson's 27. Yeah, some of those guys will. Yeah, I don't know if Lamar Jackson will do it. It'll be Jane Daniels.
Well, it could be Arch Manning. I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, it's a couple. I know. I'm just saying. Like,
maybe it'll be Doucette.
Yeah, he'll be 40, 39.
Dude, he's already 40.
Why Patrick doesn't want to do 40. It. He's going to leave it to Daryl to go out there.
At
and
45 years old, he's the Tom Brady of flag football, apparently. Yeah.
I'm sure he'd like to claim that.
Same rules apply, though, is that it would be a national embarrassment if the United States does not win the gold medal in flag football. Okay? Football? That's only our sport.
Yeah.
We're the only ones who play it. You can't be... Look, we all understand we go to the World Cup and we watch, like, Argentina whip our ass. Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah.
It's a national sport and people are a lot better at it than us.
Yeah.
On the men's side.
There will be plenty of options for Team USA to go win a gold medal when it comes to flag football in L.A.
I do hope one chief is on the roster. I'd love to be able to root for a chief.
I honestly don't know who it would be, though.
Xavier Worthy?
But with all due respect to him, as great as he's, like, they're... He, you know, in the grand scheme of things in the entire NFL, he's not a top three receiver in the league.
No, but like some guys just won't do it, as you and I know.
Yeah.
Some guys will be a little bit older. Maybe they skip out for that reason, even though they're one of the better guys. You know, like I don't disagree with you. And I still wonder, like, I genuinely wonder how they'll factor in the
like, wouldn't you rather have Travis Hunter before him? Like, you know what I mean?
I can get him to play both. Travis Hunter might be the number one overall pick for Team USA.
Serious consideration. 2 years from now, I know
he can play both?
For those that are saying, well, he hasn't even played in the league yet. Yeah, we were having the whole conversation about plenty of guys playing flag football that have never been in the league yet. That's the whole point.
He definitely would be
athleticism is off the charts.
Somebody said, I'd say Bo Nix, but he'll be 42 by then.
Jeez.
So we'll see. I think that settles it, though, if you were hoping Mahomes was going to play in the league. He just said he's leaving it to the younger guys. All right, up next, we're expected to hear from Xavier Worthy. It'll be the first time he speaks since an interesting offseason and where things are at with him off the field, heading into his second year. Plus, we'll see if we can sneak in a snitch line. We had to move some things back.
Not tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll try to sneak that in next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
What's trending?
What's Trending is presented by Baker University, where graduates earn higher salaries and land jobs faster than any other university in Kansas. Apply today at bakeru.edu. I'll actually start with the NCAA, who is today considering expanding the men's basketball tournament as soon as 2026. The expansion would bump it up to 72 teams. We talked about this a little bit earlier on the show. It has not been fully approved yet, but it seems like there's a lot of traction for it. Coaches are in support of it in the Big 12 and other conferences. I'm not a huge fan of it. I think it's obviously going to happen. I just don't think we're going to end up getting more of the mid-majors in. We're just going to get a bunch of average Power 5 schools that get in.
So what was last year.
Rewarding a bunch of mediocre 12th best teams in a 16-team conference kind of thing. Coaches love it, and I get it, because some of them get incentives for tournament berths. Some of them will retain their job. They can say, hey, I went to three tournaments, even though I won 17 games a year to get in.
Yeah, I mean, I get it. But
it's at the same time, it's...
Because, you know, they go to 72, then they'll want to go to, like, 84, yeah. And then 96, and next thing you know, we're going to have 105 teams in this thing, 106 teams in this thing.
Yeah, probably. I mean, if you consider the percentage of the number of teams available, it's not that crazy.
I know.
Obviously, they just already view it as this big thing, and so they're not going to want to, you know, shift off of that necessarily. And I do kind of get it. I don't really care whether they had more or not. Next up on What's Trending, the Royals Stadium seems to have been given a slight update on the Royals front yesterday, as they released a statement admitting that they were a part of the they had an outside party work on buying the lease for the 119th and Knoll site over the Town Center location. So we'll see if that means anything. Mostly, it seems like they're putting a little bit of pressure on Missouri to work through their stuff early next week. Really, they've said that they do not have a for sure site chosen on the Missouri or the Kansas side, but they've been continuing to vet on both sides. But the fact that they mentioned the Asperia campus makes most people think that that would be their preferred location.
Yeah, they singled out that, and it was a purchase of a mortgage, basically the debt at that particular location. All right, elsewhere, NBA postseason continues. The Thunder are on to the NBA Finals. They destroyed the Minnesota Timberwolves last night. They await the winner, potentially tonight's game. It could be over after tonight, and we could have our matchup. We'll see. Knicks-Pacers game 5. This evening, if the Pacers win, of course, they will move on and we will get a Thunder and Pacers NBA Finals. The schedule for the finals is out. I think the first game is June 5th. And if it goes to a game 7, it'll run all the way up to like the 22nd or so.
Take way too many days off, in my opinion, in the finals. But I don't know. Kind of hope the Knicks make it a series tonight. It's been a little bit too much of a blowout. Has been exciting, at least on that end. Next up on What's Trending, the Royals did get, by the way, they closed out and did not get swept yesterday, which was big. Obviously, against Hunter Green, got the win. Noah Cameron has a 1.05 ERA. Seth Lugo is expected to rejoin the rotation this week, with Cole Reagans joining early next week. So I might talk more about it as it gets in there, but GoldenEye early in the show if you missed it. And then tough choices. I asked around the organization a little bit. It's not that they would never consider a six-man rotation under any circumstance, but one thing that was pointed out as a problem to me, Gold, is that every single Monday in June, except the last one, is an off day. So a six-man rotation really is essentially a seven-man rotation. Once you start playing it out that direction, you run into a little bit of issues.
That's why a lot of teams don't do it. Yep. Very few. Yep. Very, very few. That's what's trending here on Cody and Gold. We already heard from Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes, but Xavier Worthy also speaking to the media. Voluntary OTAs is underway. The latest on his offseason, obviously, this is the first time he spoke since the incident that took place, and now looking ahead for the rest of the offseason.
Xavier, how's the extra work with Patrick Mahomes over this offseason down in Texas to now help you evolve as you get into your second year here?
It feels good to be able to get this experience. Last year I was hurt with a hamstring, so just to have this role and this level of just extra training, it's good to get that kind of rapport with him.
What have you worked on specifically, though, like in Texas and all that? Is it route running? Is it just where the ball can be? How's it working?
Just understanding, like, what he wants and how he wants it, really. I feel like last year was kind of just rushing into things in training camp. I just kind of get thrown into the fire in training camp, so just learning what he likes and what fits best what we do.
When you compare this time this year to last year at this time, I guess just mentally, how further along do you feel, and how is that helping you in the develop in that sense?
I feel like I'm the same as last year, just the physical aspect. Last year I was hurt, and this year I'm kind of getting into it, and I kind of got a better feel for things.
Xavier, how important was the second half of last year and moving around a little bit to your comfort of just wherever you're placed in the offense this year?
Yeah, like you said, the end of last year was kind of like a stepping stone for me. Just learning and kind of getting a better feel for what Pat likes, and I started feeling like that got better at the end of the year, so just continue that and use that momentum.
How do you feel like your growth is as a football player from obviously when you first started to now?
Man, I understand the offense. I feel way more comfortable just being out there. I understand it. I don't have to really think a lot. I just be on the fly.
There are no OTA practices or light. It looked like you had a one-handed catch out there today, I guess. What did you see on that play?
Oh, man. Pat just threw the ball, and I just reflexes.
Patrick Mahomes said that this is a really fast team, and he's looking forward to, you know, all the receivers. Just as a receiver who is fast, what do you have to say about just this group of guys?
Oh, man, we got a lot of fast receivers, but Tyquan called me out last year. Well, right after the Super Bowl, he called us out, but I feel like I'm the fastest. But Hollywood, Tyquan, we got a lot of guys that's out there ready to compete and a lot of guys ready to go get the ball deep.
How impressed have you been with Tyquan? It seems like he's kind of coming to his own a little bit.
Yeah, he's a really good receiver. I feel like we got him a little late last year, and he has a chance to get on the roster and make a lot of plays.
The second half of the Super Bowl was obviously unusual circumstances, but I wonder how much you feel like that, I don't know, displayed a dimension that you guys really can have, the long balls and the ability to break a defense down that way.
Yeah, it kind of just showed what's here to come in the future.
Xavier, you a veteran now, right? You got some young guys in the room, Royals.
So according to them, I'm still a rookie.
Really? How much are they leaning on you to ask you the questions?
They still ask you the questions, but yeah, according to them, I'm still a rookie.
Hey, Xavier, obviously some off-field deadlines this past. What have you learned from the last few months? I guess what do you take away from the experiences the last few months?
I kind of just want to stay football. I don't want to talk about my personal life.
How much were you watching the combine with your dad, Golden, and not catching your time?
Yeah, they was talking a lot of crap, so I kind of talked a little back.
All right. Thanks, Xavier.
All right, so that was Xavier Worthy, Chiefs wide receiver. The locker room still is calling him a rookie. I give him a hard time.
Tyquan Thornton is getting a lot of praise. Mahomes
twice
mentioned
today.
Him.
Yeah.
Xavier's mentioned him. I mean, all of a sudden. Tyquan.
Yeah, so you can't trust Mahomes. He said great things about Sky Moore and Justin and a million other wide receivers. Dude, you can't. He's too close.
He was asked about Sky Moore. He was not asked about Tyquan Thornton. He mentioned Thornton.
He's too close, dude. It's like asking a grandma if her grandkids are cute.
So, Tyquan Thornton, for those who don't know, he was on the Patriots the first 3 years of his career, second round draft pick. He turns 25 in August. He's got like 330 yards in his NFL career so far.
Total.
If you tell me that he's a guy that, you know, makes the roster instead of Sky Moore as a sixth receiver, okay, well then fine. But we don't need to act like this is the whole thing with, we can act like undrafted guys or draft are great. We don't need to talk about them as if they are something going to be huge factors for the team.
I'm saying in terms of what they want to do, that was the main thing for him coming out of college. That man is fast.
Sure, but so is Hollywood Brown and so is Xavier Worthy, and they're just better wide receivers.
Tyreek Hill is one of the fastest guys in the league, or was for a long time, and are better. You know, like, it just depends. You can be fast, and like, it just depends on the player. There's lots of fast guys who stunk.
Best case scenario for him is just making the team.
Best case scenario is he is him and Jalen Royals.
He's battling for a job.
Is Sky Moore? He takes Juju's job.
I think he takes Sky Moore. I think if you told me you swap him
he can take a Sky Moore job. And I don't even see Sky Moore is right now. How many wide receivers do they typically carry? Six or seven?
Right.
Okay, so let's just go through.
Rashee.
Rice and Worthy.
Yes.
Juju's not.
Royals making the team, obviously.
Royals going to make the team.
I think Juju's making the team, guys.
I already said Juju.
Juju's there, but I think if they, it's between him and Thornton. Because Sky, I think, is out. I think we all agree Sky's out.
Yeah, so Thornton's in, and then so Worthy, Brown, Rice, Thornton,
Jalen
Royals, Juju. That's six already.
We're not even counting the guys. Counting the special teams guys that will make the roster as wide receivers because they're better at special teams.
Nico Remigio. All I'm saying is, like, Tyquan Thornton making the team would be a huge accomplishment. Like, that's
making the 53-man roster would be wow, you must have had a nice camp.
Mm-hmm.
Still wouldn't guarantee him.
Yeah, I mean, Sky Moore, I think we all recognize where that thing is trending. He'll be at camp and barring a huge stutter.
We didn't even mention. There's way too many people in the way.
Yeah, I think I said the six, including Hollywood. But yeah, but the Sky Moore, I mean, he's going to be at camp. No reason not to have him at camp, but come on now. I think his time is probably done in Kansas City.
Logically, yeah. I mean, I don't know how many career yards he has. Probably more than Tyquan Thornton. Ooh, is it close? All right, right now, Drew, don't look. Who has more career receiving yards, Tyquan Thornton or Sky Moore?
Sky Moore.
He's really trying to think about it. All right, what's the number?
Sky Moore has 494, and I mentioned Thornton's got like 338 or something.
Oh, beautiful. Crushed.
Beautiful.
He's got him buried. You think that guy's taking Sky Moore's job?
Both second-round picks. Both been in the league for 3 years.
They were picked one pick apart.
I'm saying
they're
is
in the same group of three or four players with George Pickens.
I'm saying is that one person was brought up out of their way. The other one was mentioned because he was asked about that.
Tyquan Thornton is the pick the Chiefs traded to New England so they could take Tyquan Thornton. And then they traded back a couple of spots and took Sky Moore.
I'm just saying.
No, I hear you, Drew. My only thing would be
Sky Moore hasn't even shown the speed that he apparently showcased
for
in college.
Sure. Nobody's debating him.
Running laps? Because he's not displaying it by catching the football.
According to what they're saying during camp, in terms of fast wide receivers, what they want to do, Tyquan Thornton fits the mold.
Yeah, I mean, there's a difference between it's fine. It doesn't matter because we're talking about the sixth receiver. But like,
I can't I can't on a Thursday you're gonna waste my time with Tyquan Thornton.
They were asked twice about it, or he was mentioned twice.
You're right. That is factually correct. That is 100% factually correct. My only thing would be Xavier Worthy was talking about the speed of the off, and he's like, yeah, we got guys, we got Tyquan. He was just listing off guys that are fast. He didn't say, you know what? Tyquan Thornton looks better than everybody else out there, and I can't believe it. That would be notable.
Jerry Rice and reincarnate.
Just saying, we got a bunch of fast guys, and Tyquan Thornton is one of them.
I gotta say,
I'm just saying, I think
even in OTAs we should be asking about Sky Moore. We don't have that. I mean, there aren't anything else. I'd rather ask him about his.
Yeah, why are we asking
Bobby
about Sky Moore?
That didn't make any sense. I'm surprised that we got a Sky Moore question already.
So help me. I was surprised. That's fallen one short of asking about
it's voluntary OTAs.
James Winchester's off season. Like, he's gonna get more snaps.
That's not that bad.
Look, if someone says Thornton had bad quarterback play, I understand. But here, this goes back. This is the same thing with the Justin Ross stuff, though. In general, when we talk about these guys, like, there's reasons that a skill set they might be exciting
and why they might look good with pads.
No questions. But best case scenario is he makes the team and he's like the fifth or sixth receiver. There's no scenario where Tyquan Thornton is having a huge impact on the 2025 NFL season with the Kansas City Chiefs. I'm sorry. Like, can you have one game, Cody, where he has three big catches? Sure. But things would have to go terribly wrong. Brown, Worthy, Rice.
And mind you, three catches would be more than Sky did the entire season in one game.
Right. But we don't have to. That's why we talk about these names and it's fine. It's OTAs. We'll be at training camp soon. And there's a chance these guys make the team. But we don't need to spend a ton of time and act like the six receivers having a massive impact on the 2025 Chiefs. And that's why it's like, it doesn't even really matter. We've already spent way too much time talking about it.
I'm just not saying he is. I'm just saying if there's a spot where all of a sudden they just throw a random guy in there, like they randomly brought Juju in to run
fine,
a player
get
two
three
for him.
Snaps in the game.
And it's always just like, I guess part of it is like,
and it might work.
We can always like,
The
thing is always, hey, Sky Moore had Mahomes thrown pass his entire career. Tyquan Thornton didn't. Tyquan Thornton also was competing against future Home Depot employees at wide receiver and couldn't beat them out. They had no one at wide receiver. He couldn't even get his ass on the field, let alone who was throwing to him, Drew. He couldn't beat out nobody's.
I'm just saying.
We've openly mocked New England's wide receiver.
I think
unit.
It means
I don't know,
something.
Man. I hope Tyquan Thornton's good. Who cares?
I think it means something when the quarterback and when another wide receiver in the room mentions in terms of Xavier was not just asked about the room. He was asked about the speed in the room and what they could be. And he said, we could be something or it could be a change. And he mentioned Tyquan Thornton and Jalen Royals after that. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised because we've seen that. We've seen Mecole Hardman get significant snaps. We see Kadarius, like Juju. These guys,
but
I don't
also,
think either
Mecole
of them.
Mecole Hardman was never listed sixth on the depth chart, though.
Can we also admit context here? Like, Rashee Rice wasn't even at practice. There's only so many people running around.
Rashee Rice is sick.
Yeah, but everybody's getting reps. It's, again.
Yes, everybody's getting reps, exactly.
Andy was asked about Justin Ross after we couldn't play him. After we were having issues. He mentioned he mentioned Justin Ross. Juju was not mentioned. Sky Moore was mentioned to Andy. Ross.
I got to talk about anybody besides Thornton.
Justin Ross and Sky Moore got mentioned.
Can we talk Jack Caglione or something with like real potential?
Go ahead. End the show on a good note.
Jack Caglione. How about the bounce back, Gold? 0-for-5 2 days ago. 3 strikeouts, panic in the streets. It wasn't that. I'm over exaggerating that. You're going to go see him this weekend in Omaha.
Yes.
You decided against a first pitch and ceded it to Dusty instead.
That's right. Well, we were both offered. Dusty was always going to be able to throw it as well. They offered it to both of us, and I said, I'm good. And so, yeah, that's Saturday night at Omaha. Yeah.
But all that being said, Jack Caglione had his worst game as a pro. He had an 0-for-5.9. He struck out 3 times. He looked lost at the plate, left some guys on base. He came back the next night, went 3-for-4 with a double. It doesn't, like, even when he has a bad night, it doesn't matter. Jack Caglione is now in 8 games, small sample size, admittedly, hitting .343 in AAA with an .1151 OPS. In his minor league career right now, he's hitting .330. And that was the interesting thing J.J. Cooper had said earlier, which is, I don't expect him to hit. He thinks he's going to be like a .260. Major League Baseball hitter, which is fine and a pretty good sign that even in a guy at the complaints of the chase rate and the things that happened there, that he's hitting for average now at lower competition. He's hitting .326 in the minors this year with a .387 on base percentage and a nearly 1,000 OPS. He has, I don't know, 14 homers in 46 games. I don't know if that would work out to over 162 game season, but probably pretty good. Gold. That would work out to a 49 home run season.
in 162 games. He has a chance to lead the minors if he played the entire year, which he won't, in RBI and home runs. So, like, I just, like, when we asked J.J. Cooper for a comp, because you and I both knew that J.J. Piccolo had already told us Pete Alonso, and then we had, who came on with us last week?
Jim Callis
said a big Shohei Ohtani. I was excited about his comp, and he dropped yet another pretty good one. He was like, I don't know, maybe Giancarlo Stanton. And you're like, okay. Looked it up. Giancarlo Stanton's got like 430 career home runs. I'm excited. Yeah. I'm excited about Jack Caglione.
I'm as well. I think it was big.
This might be your only chance to catch him in Omaha.
I know. Well, I'm not even kidding. The day that he got called up from AA, Desi and I hopped on and bought tickets because we were like, this is the first weekend series in Omaha. And yeah, there's a chance that it's his only weekend series in Omaha if he really were destroyed. Otherwise, my guess is he's going to at least finish out the homestand, the two-week homestand, and then they'll reevaluate and see where things are at. That puts you a week or two into June. There's the Super 2 stuff. There's
games,
all that comes into play. And we'll see.
I thought it was
big that he bounced back after the 0-for night the night before.
Yeah, it's big. It was, yeah, for sure. I don't want to miss it while I'm at dance camp in Texas.
A risk there for you, I will say.
God, it's not like I can't control the timing.
No, of course not. You got to do your life. Yeah, I mean, like, there's a chance. Yeah, there's definitely a real possibility in that window.
There's about a 30% chance I tear an ACL today because I'm taking my kids. They had their half day today for school, and after school, I'm taking them to this thing called Epic Bounce. It's like an independence. It's like a gigantic, humongous, I don't know if they call it the world's biggest bounce house. And because I know that my son's going to want me in there, the odds of me getting seriously hurt in a bounce house feel plausible, just knowing my current body. Are you going to look at a photo of it?
No, I was.
That would give you an answer.
I can kind of picture the place you're talking about.
I mean, I don't think, you don't actually need an image to see what it looks like. He'd asked like a week ago. He said, can we go on the last day of school? I said, yeah, sure, man. Problem is like obstacle course and stuff. Maybe they won't need me to, maybe won't ask me to tag along. Bring in one of their friends, maybe they'll just they'll figure it out that way. This just feels like how I eventually injure myself. I have to miss time due to,
Do you have to jump? Like, do you have to act?
I don't. Look, I'd be fine to just sit there. My son is very much, he is in his phase of, like, he wants participants in his life. In the sense that, like this morning, I was playing Super Mario 3D World with him. It's not that I was dying to play Super Mario 3D World. At 7:30 a.m., he wanted somebody to play along. So sometimes I play Mario or Mario Kart or those games, right? He doesn't want to hit baseball off a tee. He wants to be pitched to. So like when we get out there, there's a pretty good chance he's going to want me to bounce around. Otherwise, I'd be fine to sit.
Yeah.
I don't personally need the enjoyment. The trampoline parks are way more fun than the bounce house. Well, I don't know. This one's pretty sweet. And they're only open for a couple of months, so like... Maybe it'll be fun.
It's only open a few months out of the year.
I think they're open like all the way through like into the, like this time, early school year through like July or before it gets like get cooked.
Sure.
So you only got a little bit of a chance to go. Yeah. I like
and
them all. They're all fun.
I was looking outside. I was trying to say, hey, it's still a little cloudy and overcast and everything.
It'll be fun.
Someone doesn't like the fact we've been talking about the comps from a general manager of a baseball team, someone that's also covered baseball for 40 years. They said, I'm reporting that my comp for Cags is Barry Bonds. Wow, I could be a writer. Have you also been around baseball for 40 years?
Some of these guys, I mean, Callis, I'll say that the GM has no incentive to give us too high of a comp. Like, that's a dangerous place to put himself in, not us.
Yeah.
The other two guys have no ties to the Royals. I didn't have to say Shohei Ohtani and Giancarlo Stanton.
Yeah, nobody's saying that you have to have 40 years of experience to do a comp, but if you're acting like, why is it different, random guy on Twitter versus guy that's covered prospects for 40 years, I mean, I don't know what to tell you if you don't think there's a difference between the two. Why somebody's opinion carries more weight than somebody else's. Hey, these aren't our comps. These are people that have been covering baseball for 4 years.
I hope your comp is right, though. I'll
take Barry Bonds.
I'll sign up for Barry Bonds.
I'll lock
career.
That one in right now. Yeah. We'll go ahead.
50%. Might take 50% of his entire career.
Yeah. I think the guy says he was joking. All right. Hope you guys have a good rest of the day. We're back at it tomorrow.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.